The Denver Broncos are back in action. Big names joining familiar faces, all with the same mission. Tonight, we're talking to head coach John Fox about everything from high expectations to motivation to X's and O's. Fox on Fox kicks off right now.
Welcome in to Fox on Fox, the inaugural Fox on Fox show. Nick Griffith alongside Broncos head coach John Fox. Coach, a lot to cover here. Expectations. We're going to break down the big Colts game coming up. I want to start with you. 10 months removed from heart valve replacement surgery. You look great. How do you feel? Are you ready to start this season?
I feel great. You know, I got a clean bill of health. The docs have cleared me for any type and all exercise. And it's been nice to be able to exercise. Feel great, and I'm healthy and ready to roll.
Let's tackle the subject that happened this week. Of course, we got to start with suspensions. I know you don't want to start there. 3 years in a row, you have a starter that won't be playing because of suspensions. 3 years ago, DJ Williams. Last year, Von Miller. Matt Prater. The news this week of Wes Welker. Just how disappointing was that news, Coach?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you lose a quality player, you know, whether it's Matt or Wes, it's disappointing. But, it's part of the game. We respect the league's policies, and, we'll move forward without either one of them. And I feel like we have able replacements. And, our opponent this week's coming in with a couple of suspensions as well. So it happens, and you have to adjust. It's a little bit like injuries, and, it's next men up, and we'll go from there.
Speaking of the adversity, your quarterback addressed that subject a couple days ago. Let's go ahead and take a listen to what he had to say right now.
In the past 2 years, we've had some players that we thought were going to be with us, that weren't. And I think the good thing is we have been able to overcome it. It hasn't been easy, and I think you'd like for it not to happen. But it's a little bit of gut check time. And let's face it, last year we faced more adversity than I think anybody's ever faced.
Peyton brings up a really good point. You guys dealt with it pretty darn well last season. How do you take the adversity and turn it into a positive, Coach?
Well, I think, you kind of rely on each other. You talk about a brotherhood, you talk about a team, leaning on the guy next to you. And, it's opportunities for young people to come in and get an opportunity. Everybody else has to pick their game up. If we're losing an offensive player, the defense has got to play better. The special team's got to play better. So, the team concept relies on that mindset. And to be a good team, that's what you have to do.
Let's get to the Colts now. They handed you guys your first loss last season. A little bit of revenge factor this year. I know you don't like to talk about revenge one season to the next, but I'm sure there's a little bit of something inside of you that says, I'd like to get those guys back, right?
Well, yeah, the fact that they beat you, that sticks in your crawl. But it's a new season. They've got a new team. No team stays the same year to year. Different faces, different numbers. Like always, it's going to come down to who executes the best. And, we're doing our best right now to do that.
Quarterback-wise, you start with Andrew Luck over there, big, fast, smart talent. How do you go about stopping a guy like that?
Well, I mean, he's really big and strong, and he makes a lot of big throws as he steps up through the pocket. So we've got to do a good job in our rush lanes, and, like always, that's the best pass defense in the world is a pass rush. So that'll be critical in this game. But he's a fine young talent, an excellent, high-character young man. We coached him in the Pro Bowl 2 years ago, so it's easy to figure out why he's had the success he has.
Makes a lot of plays outside of the pocket as well. To your guys' quarterback now, it's hard to talk about a game against the Colts without bringing up Peyton Manning. There was that talk when you went back to Carolina. Let's win this one for Coach. The Colts are the only team that Peyton Manning has not beat. So is there a little bit of that kind of, let's get up and win one for Peyton as well as everybody else, obviously?
Well, I think there's probably a little bit of that, in particular for his teammates. And, guys always geared up a little bit when they go against their old team. It doesn't matter whether it's Peyton Manning or really any player. We're going back. We're seeing Mike Adams again. He used to be with this team. So you get a lot of that. Everybody kind of moves around cities in this profession. And so that is a little extra, but nothing too big.
All right, John Fox, we're going to hear much more from Coach coming up a little bit later in the show. Going to break down the big expectations. We're even going to kind of touch on the Super Bowl loss. We'll go there and we'll figure out how we're going to correct that moving forward. Coming up, we'll take a look at some of the Colts that the Broncos are going to need to keep an eye on in order to win this game. Raul Martinez is standing by in studio with a look behind enemy lines.
All right, thanks, Nick. This Colts team has made big strides over the last couple of seasons, and they're arriving in Mile High with some serious weapons. And when you talk about Indy, you start with one man, Andrew Luck. You just heard Coach Fox talking about him. The third-year quarterback has quick feet, a rocket arm, and has proven he can handle the speed of the pro game. The defensive line is going to need to put pressure on Luck early and often to get him off his game. Next up, the Colts tandem of top wideouts. Reggie Wayne only played in 7 games last season, but with him back in the lineup, the Broncos secondary will have their hands full. Both Wayne and T.Y. Hilton run right routes, have the breakaway speed to go the distance, plus the addition of free agent Hakeem Nicks will make it even more difficult for the secondary. And on the other side of the ball, inside linebacker Jarrell Freeman is the difference maker. He led the team in tackles last year and was 2nd in sacks with 5.5, 2nd in forced fumbles with 6. With defensive end Robert Mathis suspended for the first 4 games, look for Freeman to command this quick Colts defense. And we've still got much more ahead tonight. Up next, we're talking to new Broncos wideout Emmanuel Sanders, why he's preparing for some extra work this Sunday, and what he says was the first thing he noticed when he arrived in Denver. Plus, a Mile High entrance. The Thunderstorm team takes me along for a ride as they give us a breathtaking view of Broncos country.